know that back in the day?
Yeah. He's got quite a history.
I wish I'd known that when he was working, when he was pitching.
What's up?
You guys added a catcher today.
We did.
Yeah. What do you know about Hundley from what you've seen over the years?
Yeah, I mean, gamer, guy that gets it behind the plate. You know, someone we've been talking about for a little while. We did some homework, and you know, actually got to see him, you know, last year and how instrumental he was over there. And you know, he's one of those quarterbacks on the field, and I think he's a big pickup for us. So we're excited about that. I know he's excited about being here. Always want a veteran guy that you know, that especially for in my job, that you have the type of communication with, and you have a leader that goes out in the field. So he's a big pickup for us.
There's a few guys now, so how do you kind of see the catching situation?
You know, you always need depth. So we like all three of these guys. We'd have been fine going into the season, you know, with the other two, and this just adds to our depth. We'll figure it out at the end.
How do you top 97 wins?
98. No, you know, it was a great year, and we'll when the full group gets here, you know, we'll talk a little bit about what our expectations are. But you don't ever expect to go backwards. And I know these guys had a lot of fun toward the end of last year. You know, the season ended a little abruptly for us, but I think at the end of the day, it kind of showed us what we have to look forward to. So, you know, we're in a tough division as it is, but I think. You look at the expectations where we were last year and where we are this year, they're significantly different, so we have to feel good about that. We think our guys, experience-wise, will, you know, still have some room to grow and get better, so you know, we have high expectations for ourselves.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those guys that you see right away, picks up stuff. He caught a couple of our veteran guys. He's very aware of the league. He's very aware of how to deal with pitchers. You know, we'll try to get him on everybody here, but exactly what I thought, you know, similar to a Lucroy, a guy that's very aware of how to go about his business and position. He's been around for a while. He's been in different organizations and does a nice job. So it didn't surprise me to see how he went about his business today. And you watch him take BP today. He stayed up in the middle and hit the ball the other way and did all the things that veteran guys do. So it wasn't surprising to see him go about his business the way he did today.
Bullpens, but worried about them seeing like Estrada and Soria, new guys for the first time.
Yeah, you know, those guys are going to take veteran guys are going to take a little while to you know, start spitting out their best stuff, but just to see them in our uniform, you know, both of them look good, so we signed them for a reason. You know, guys that we're going to lean on heavily and veteran guys that we were lucky to get in this marketplace, so you know, there are a lot of guys that, you know, usually the younger guys are trying to impress a little bit more, throw a little bit harder, and these guys are kind of going through their deal. So, again, it's just nice to see them in our uniform.
The younger guys or new guys that you haven't mentioned,
you know, Parker Dunshee is a guy that we've heard a lot about, and to finally see him go about his business, you know, it's late movement with everything. It's a good delivery. It's you know, he was painting almost on every pitch here, and that's what we kind of heard about him coming up, that, you know, the stuff might not blow you away. He's not going to throw 98 miles an hour, but it's that late subtle movement that gets him outs, and we hear he's quite a competitor. So he was a guy I kind of keyed on today.
Do